My mother's child gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. You got to believe me, woman, I have lots of fun. I'm a man, I spell him A-N, that rather than man. No B.
No B.
Oh, child. Why?
Yeah.
That mean manish boy.
What it mean?
I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a natural bone lover's man. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sitting on the outside. Just me and my mate. Y'all know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man?
Yeah.
I spelled him. Hey, child.
Now watch out, now.
And that rather than man. No, be.
No.
Oh, child.
All right.
Why? That mean manish boy. I'm a natural bone lover's lady. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a hoochie coochie baby. Johnny, I'm a man. I'm a man, Johnny. Johnny, I'm a man. I'm a man, Johnny. I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a man, Johnny.
Shoot, you know I never miss. Yeah, when I make love to a woman,
what?
You know she can't resist.
You diving?
Bleed out, go now.
Yeah, got it.
No, to Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin. You know I'm talking about that little Johnny Conqueror. You know.
That's it.
The man child.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, you know I'm the natural born man. Yeah, a rolling stone.
Yeah, you are.
A man child.
Yeah, you are, Johnny.
Yeah, way past 21.
All right, Johnny.
Better believe me, honey. We're gonna have a lot of fun now. Sitting on the outside, sitting on the outside.
All right, Johnny.
Just me and my mates. You know I can make the moon come up, honey. No, 6 hours late. I still am a child.
I got it, Johnny. I got it.
And
I got it, Johnny.
Talk about manish boy. No, be
oh,
child.
Well.
from the best, Muddy Waters. And he ain't diving, he is a man. Natural born man.
You know, if she wasn't a young girl, I wouldn't be arguing over, you know. I'm so carried away with young women that I'll kill anybody by one of them. I'm gonna say something to you, and I don't care how you feel. You just don't realize you got yourself a good deal. She's 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her. To make this young woman feel satisfied. I'm gonna say this to you. I don't care if you're getting mad. You're about to put in a little girl that I ever had. She's 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her. To make this young woman feel satisfied. Where she been? She start a conversation that don't have no end. She 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her, but yeah. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. To make this young woman feel satisfied. pearl it rang. I'd rather be tied with Delta, laying out there in falling rain. You know the way to get 9 below 0, people. And my love don't mean a thing.
tell me what's good for you. I don't know what you mean. Baby, tell me what's good for you.
All I know now, babe,
you can't see the pain.
All I know now, babe,
from limb to limb. We'll be right back. believe I'll go and gain this effect.
Sunshine damn near every day.
the sun shine, damn you every day. Well, I'm gonna take my woman on the beach and sit down in the sand and play. I'm gonna take Pine Top with me.
Good morning. You're tuned to 93.3 on a Thursday morning. It's about as close to 10:30 as we ever get on this program. We call it the Breakfast of Champions program. We've been here for a long time now, broadcasting from a converted horse trailer right here in outer space side under the soothing glow of the $3 lava lamp and the watchful eyes of the crazy cat clock, the nervous eyes of the crazy cat clock. One minute he's looking at you, the next minute he's looking away. Then he's looking at you again, then he's looking away, then he's looking away. And he's watching all the time, but he doesn't give us any indication. He's a clock, but he doesn't give us any indication what the time is. We usually rely on the sun for that. But I know
say or he'll blow you away.
He knew his mom is right, so why don't he do what she say? Maybe he just don't dig it. What is happening? Cause he's a rabbit.
Jump, 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 jump.
Out of the garden with carrots are dense. I found a hole in the fence. Every morning when things are still, then I crawl through the hole and eat my fill. The other rabbits say I'm taking dares. Maybe I do wrong, but who cares? I'm a hooked rabbit. Yeah, I got a carrot habit. Every day I'm trying to avoid it. What'll I do? I know that I've enjoyed it. Really and true, I beg my mama's pardon. All the time I'm heading for the garden. Everything is free and the farmer's napping. Every little carrot is totally light. And I keep forgetting that today is right. So one day as I was deep in the mill, that farmer pulled a real creepy steal. Came at me with a big shotgun. And did I run? Well, I hustled really swiftly as I could. Yeah, I split from there in a lot of seconds to spare. I could hear the bullets fly through the air. Oh, here's what mama told me. If I ever knew she would scold me about the real true feeling. If I got away, stop my stealing. The farmer, he really had sense. He plugged up the holes in the fence.
I'd be running madly around the garden looking for old crawlies and a little old
crawlies. Hey, you pick up what I say, hard-headed rabbit, but you keep gabbing. Your mama told you when you hop that if you stop you cop the crop. He gets salty and gone for you because carrots and you make a very good stew.
Son, they got you on the run, so you better find a quiet little corner where the farmer never comes. You got plenty of patches, so you snuggle in between them. Think what I mean, you got to tell the cattle keep the beans.
Run, you rabbit, run. Now you had your fun. Run before you feel the shotgun. Run on, run. Well, you know, while you're in a panic, you're forgetting the garden gate. All you gotta do is lay around and wait. Right now, the farmer thinks you got your Billy is itching to see your fate. Don't you meet him by the hole in the fence? You can meet him with some natural sense. While he's over by the fence a while away, keep on running till you're out of that gate. Now the farmer really is catching a dip. You never figured he's out gunning. Better pause a while to catch your breath. You're gonna need it if you're out running. Maybe now you remember what your mama told you. Now you don't need it if your pa's called you. So hit the gate and be ready to wail. And when you do, you show the man your tail.
Hurry up, better change your plan. Better run from the farmer man. Ooh, you best make tracks.
Your dog got pesky hair.
Head for home running. Got your way, I'm gonna show him your tail. Don't ever know when you get home. Now you're going home to Mopsy and Popsy, and your little brother's Poppy and Mopsy. Now you're going to do what Mama intended. Now you know your carriage stealing is ended.
I've heard the old story, one rabbit's foot will bring luck, but they're much more lucky, luckier natch if the rabbit's attached.
Told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no,
oh no.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts. No more ifs, or ands, or buts. Oh no.
Oh no.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. But I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all have to take Graham Bell. They all have to Edison, and also what Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane, so just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all the double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
No driver on the top, this chick is twisted, what's the matter with her?
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead. Cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
A taxi into town. Yellow schools of taxi fishes joining in a ticking whale, caught up at the lights in the fishnet windows of Bloomingdale's. Watching those high fashion girls, the skinny black models curls and beauty parlor blondes with credit card eyes, looking for the chic and the fancy to buy. opens up his suitcase in the Continental Suite, and people 30 stories down, they look like colored currants in the street. A helicopter lands on the Pan Am roof like a dragonfly on a tomb, and businessmen in button-downs press into conference rooms. Battalions of paper-minded mayors talking commodities and sales, while at home their paper wives and their paper kids paper the walls to keep their gut reactions hid. Yellow checkers for the kitchen, climbing ivy for the bath. She is lost in house and garden, he's caught up in chief of staff. He drifts off into the memory of the way she looked in school, with her body oiled and shining at the public swimming pool.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell always loved Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, and there she paid a little tribute to them by working their song, Centerpiece, into her song, Harry's House. I think Harry's House originally released on the Hissing of Summer Lawns Joni Mitchell album, but there we heard a rare live rendition from the music hall in Boston almost exactly 49 years ago, February the 19th, 1976, at the Music Hall in Boston, Joni Mitchell, from a recording from her latest archive series. I think it's, they're up to number 4 now, Archives Volume 4, Joni Mitchell with Harry's House Centerpiece. That was a really eclectic, a real hodgepodgey mishmash type of set. It began with Frank Zappa. They have re-released Apostrophe, and that is 50 years, I think, for Apostrophe, that Frank Zappa album. One of his great bands with Chester Thompson and Ruth Underwood and Napoleon Murphy Brock and all kinds of great players in that band. From that album, we had Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, and it wasn't the album version, but every once in a while, Frank Zappa would try and sneak a song onto the top 40. He tried it with My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama, and here he tried it with Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, with a special single edit from the album, Apostrophe, by Frank Zappa. Hey, and in the middle there, he says, Great Googly Moogly. The first time I heard anybody say Great Googly Moogly, it was Kelly J saying it launching in a Crowbar concert, launching John Gibbard, the Ghetto, off into a guitar solo. Great Googly Moogly. And we had Lee Dorsey earlier. He has a song called Great Googa Mooga, not the same thing. Great Googly Moogly is something else altogether. It's an expression of, wow. What the hell? You know, it's Great Googly Moogly. And I think, I've tried to figure out where it comes from. I think it goes back to a Howlin' Wolf track on Chess of Jimmy Oden's Going Down Slow. I think all out of the blue. Howlin' Wolf says, Great Googly Moogly. But Frank Zappa there said it in Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. And then that took us off onto a vocal tangent. We had the a cappella group The Persuasions. I had one of their albums years ago that was called We Still Ain't Got No Damn Band. They're just vocals. And Jerry Lawson, the leader, the great lead vocal from The Persuasions. At one point, just by, you know, a coincidence, musical paths cross, The Persuasions opened for Frank Zappa at Carnegie Hall, and they struck up a friendship. And after Frank passed away, The Persuasions, believe it or not, put out a whole a cappella album of Frank Zappa tunes called Frankly A Cappella, and we heard two tracks from that album. We heard the theme from Lumpy Gravy, all instrument, all a cappella, wordless, and then we heard Tears Began to Fall. That was one, and that was another one, I think, that Frank Zappa tried to get onto the top 40 as a single from the Mothers of Invention era with Flo and Eddie, and you know, Ainsley Dunbar and those people. But they were the first guys, I think, to record Tears Began to Fall, and they did try and get a single out of that one. But there we had it from The Persuasions. I think it was made for The Persuasions even more than for the Mothers. And then we went off into vocal ease territory. Vocal ease is, it's a jazz vocal thing, sometimes a cappella, sometimes with a group, but it's jazz vocalists who take instrumental jazz and then write lyrics to it, and it becomes something completely different. As I say, it's normally known as vocalese. So they'll take a whole, not only will they take the whole horn section and write lyrics to that, to their part, but they'll take a whole solo, a saxophone solo, and write words to it, and it's pretty remarkable. But we had Manhattan Transfer, and they're a great vocalese group, and we had them from an album called Manhattan Transfer sings the Chick Corea songbook, and one of Chick's signature pieces, Spain, from Manhattan Transfer. And then the original vocalese group, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Dave Lambert, John Hendrix, and Annie Ross. And we heard a couple of tracks from them. Illustrating what I was just saying, the first one we had from Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross from an album called Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross Sing Ellington, we had Cottontail. That was a sax solo for Ben Webster, basically a sax solo. It had a head arrangement, so they sang the head arrangements, the horn parts in harmony, and then they took off and did note for note Ben Webster's saxophone solo, but with lyrics. Cottontail from, and I think John Hendrix wrote all those lyrics for Ben Webster's sax solo. And then after that, we had one that Joni Mitchell covered, Twisted. That was on Court and Spark, I think, that she did a version of Twisted, and that's one of the most popular Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross tunes. And Annie Ross, I think, wrote that one, and she was the vocalist on it. And one of the highlights of my musical life was seeing Annie Ross in person at the Birdland nightclub in New York City, downtown Manhattan. There was a group called the Royal Bobsters, who are, so it's kind of like a chronology. There you go. Lambert Hendrickson, Ross to Manhattan transfer, and now the latest, the Royal Bobsters. And they had Annie Ross, she was about 90, sitting in with them. And I actually cried because Gil Evans said there are people in, the arranger Gil Evans said there are people in music who are sound innovators. They invent something that wasn't there before. And Annie Ross was one of those people. And I was overwhelmed with emotion when I saw her. Anyway, that's everything. You're up to date now on the Breakfast of Champions. And the program is racing along, and we've got to get to Bob and Ray. Here they come from approximately coast to coast at an old-time department store.
How do you do, everybody? This is Ray Goulding here at Cheaper's Discount Store. We're going to talk to the announcer who tells the people in the store from time to time of bargains at certain locations. Interestingly enough, sir, you have a name of a famous announcer, Hugh Downs. I wonder, are you any relation to...
No relation whatsoever, Ray.
You're just another Hugh Downs, huh?
That's right.
Wonderful.
Have too many of them.
Hugh, tell me, how did you break into the discount department store announcing business?
Well, I began on a small station in Iowa... Then drifted off into the newspaper game for a while.
Did you ever
then
work?
Then became a rapper here at Cheapers.
Uh-huh.
And have worked my way up to the announcing chores.
Now, I might describe where we're located.
Would you wait just 1 minute, Ray? I see the floor manager is signaling me to go on the air, so if you just be quiet.
I'm sorry.
Attention, Cheapers customers. There's a sale right now in the record department. You can get the new album, The Many Moods of Ben Grauer, regularly $3.98, now 76 cents.
All right, now we can talk. I'm off the air.
You, I might mention... this is a very good reaction to that announcement.
Yes,
we're
yes.
in a glass booth so that we can see the entire store.
Some
now,
of the sound is probably feeding through. They really went for that album.
You get a signal when to go on the PA system here in the store from the floor manager.
Much in
right?
the manner of a TV show, Ray. I keep my eye on him, and he decides when they... Oh, there he's signaling me again.
Now, I see
that's
he
my
held
next
up two
item.
Fingers. You go to number two on your
hardware
list.
Hardware department.
Right.
Stand by.
Attention, Cheapers customers. In the hardware department right now, a pound of three-penny nails, regularly 50 cents, now 37 cents.
Sounds like a fairly decent bargain, you. Did you ever work in a food store or a department store?
Only as a wrapper here at Cheapers, Ray,
uh-huh.
as I said.
You?
Oh, wait a minute. He's signaling me again.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, in the food department, right now, for the next half hour, a sale on imitation anchovy paste. Three cans for $1.05. It looks like anchovies, tastes like anchovies, but doesn't smell like anchovies.
This anchovy paste is from Hong
Kong,
I see.
Oh, that's a good reaction. Yes, it is.
I see. You didn't mention ladies' footwear. Now, I noticed that's next on your list, is it? Or?
Ladies' footwear featuring the wedgies.
I don't want to tell you how to run your business, but do I see the floor director signaling you?
No, he's scratching his ear there.
Sorry. Well, now, Hugh, to get back to you, what is your future? Where do you go from
Ray,
here?
Ray, I hope
what
that
is,
someone will catch me here and... give me my big break. I mean, I'm here in big town at last, and I'm doing what I like to do best, announce. Wait a minute, the wedgie announcement.
Attention, Cheapers customers, and you ladies in the footwear department will find fascinating wedgies now. Two pair for $3.45.
I see that our time is just about up. We've been talking to you from Cheapers Department Store, discount department store announcer Hugh Downs.
And
now, before we return it, I wonder, Hugh, if you would give us the famous signature that you wind up all your
Yes.
days broadcasting activities.
What
here
I used back in Iowa that I began way back then. Folks, until next time, keep your nose clean so you can smell a phony.
I do it.
And enjoy things that kings and queens will never have. In fact, kings and queens can never get. And they don't even know about. And good times, mm-hmm.
all get well no more. If I never get well no more, oh, my health is failing on me. Oh, yes, I'm going down slow.
Now look a here. I did not say I was a millionaire, but I said I have spent more money than a millionaire. Cause if I had kept all the money that I'd already spent, I would have been a millionaire a long time ago. And women, red googly moogly.
I'm in. Please write my mother. Tell her the shape I'm in.